violent clashes between Thailand and Cambodia erupted in February about disputed border claims near a historical Hindu Khmer temple. Indonesian Foreign Minister Martin Natalegawa used his position as chairman of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to act as a mediator. During months of shuttle diplomacy, Natalegawa defended ASEAN's consensus-building approach, but he also said his job is more difficult without the threat of political or economic sanctions.
And diplomacy is, it's not only about pressure and sanctions, but also about encouragement. We'll see. The jury is still out. Come back to me in a little bit and see where we are.
The two member states finally agreed to a ceasefire, but Natalegawa was unable to implement the plan, which calls for stationing Indonesian peacekeepers in the conflict zone. Such diplomacy has made the ASEAN Forum and its East Asia Summit increasingly important for a region with about half of the world's population and many of its fastest-growing economies. U.S. officials routinely call the Asia-Pacific region one of the most significant for American interests in the coming decades. At the last ASEAN meeting in July, Natalegawa hailed an agreement between China and ASEAN to resolve disputed claims in the oil-rich South China Sea, even though it was largely symbolic. And on the sidelines, officials from North and South Korea held informal talks, sparking hope for the eventual resumption of six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear programs. Dewi Fortuna Anwar, Indonesia's deputy secretary to the vice president for political affairs, says while the ASEAN summits rarely produce groundbreaking agreements, they play an important role in maintaining regional peace and stability.
So the most that you could do is to try to diffuse tension and hopefully also to develop a mechanism for creating linkages between the parties so that the parties will see that it is in their interest to cooperate.
Political changes in Burma are also on the summit agenda. Since late last year, the country has inaugurated a new government and released pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, followed by about 200 other political prisoners. ASEAN members have expressed support for Burma's bid to take over the annual chairmanship of ASEAN in 2014 as a way to encourage further reforms, though some human rights groups want a tougher approach. Anwar says support for Burma, also known as Myanmar, poses risk to ASEAN's credibility as it approaches a self-imposed 2015 deadline for becoming an integrated regional organization based on democracy and the rule of law.
If significant reforms are not made, or if there are some setbacks in the reform, then there's always a possibility that Myanmar's chairmanship of ASEAN, just 1 year before the ASEAN community is supposed to take place, could spell a real disaster, a real public relations disaster for ASEAN.
But Anwar says, especially in these times of regional economic growth, the ASEAN way of focusing on mutual interests, offering encouragement, and building consensus is the most effective way to ensure peace and stability. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.